Can you witness or invite others to church when you're working at your office? Stay tuned.
Legal advice you must not ignore. All ahead on today's Legal Alert.
Recent statistics show that second only to sleep, Americans spend the majority of their time in the workplace. The average full-time American worker spends 8.3 hours a day on the job. Because of the large amount of time spent at work, many Christians recognize that the workplace provides an obvious opportunity for witnessing. But these Christians are now facing increasing opposition from their employers when they engage in witnessing activities at work. We get many calls on this at the Christian Law Association. The general rule is that although it may vary depending upon the nature of the specific type of workplace, when employees are generally permitted to discuss politics, family, sports, or other matters of a more personal nature on the job, voluntary religious conversations that are agreeable to both parties are absolutely protected by the law. You have the right to be a witness at work. Be faithful to that right.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues, like the ones we've been discussing today. It's an invaluable tool. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
Hey, we're coming up on 8 minutes past 12 noon on what has been kind of a rainy, dreary, cloudy Tuesday. But looking at the radar, the biggest part of the moisture appears to have already moved through our immediate listening area. There may be a few stray showers yet to come, but the biggest part of the moisture has moved on through. We'll see cloud cover this afternoon. We may see the sun. I don't know, but again, looks like the majority of rain has moved on by. We've got Swap Shop headed your way here, and we would count it a real joy if you've got time to hang around and stay with us. And also, if you have an item today for Swap Shop, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found announcement, or you've got a garage or yard sale in the works, we can help you out inviting folks. And then also area businesses. If you're listening and you've got a business, we'll be glad to get help wanted ads on. I know a lot of folks are hiring. You can submit your information a couple of different ways. You're always welcome to visit our website at wgcr.net and just click on the tab that says Swap Shop. And you're not going to see it posted immediately to the listing on Swap Shop because we have to go in kind of on the back side of the website and actually post it. So if you submit something on our website and you don't hear it the next day, or if it's time sensitive, give us a call. That's always a good thing to do. Our phone number for Swap Shop items and for all communication, 828-884-9427. And if email is just your preferred mode of communication, I get it. You can reach us by email at wgcr@icloud.com. Taking us to Swap Shop this afternoon, the Browns and When We See Christ.
Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on. No human help in sight, but there is one in heaven who knows.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
He has promised he'll always be there.
Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need.
Jim Brady wrote this song as a comfort for his sister and never intended to publish it. He was in Canada touring with the Booth Brothers and singing concerts. He had turned his cell phone off because of the expenses, roaming charges. Upon returning to the border, he found that he had multiple messages from family members and also discovered his sister had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and would be operated on very soon. Jim made travel plans to fly to Florida to encourage her. Didn't quite have the words, so he turned to writing a song instead, one that would grip the hearts of people who listened to it across the gospel world, one that would comfort his sister then and at the very end of her journey here on earth as she received the news that cancer was back and spreading years later. She went to her car, and as the radio came on, she heard these words. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And welcome to Tuesday. I almost said Wednesday, but I glanced at the calendar.
Yes.
It's only Tuesday.
Yep.
And the rain has fallen, but yet I think the biggest part of it has moved on through.
I agree.
Yeah, and we really didn't get that much, but great day in the morning. Did it storm at your house last night?
It did. It did.
Have mercy.
It even woke me up at one point.
Oh, it woke up my dogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we have two dogs. We have, well, Corey has a dog and Eden have a dog. But did you notice I said my dogs?
Yes.
It's our dogs. Let me get that correct. Mm-hmm. We have Gabby, who is at heart a Doberman Bull Mastiff mix.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, she's a 4-pound miniature poodle.
Yes.
A little bitty thing. And 4 pounds is, I'm giving her some on that.
Yes, very little.
But she thinks she is just a tack dog. And then we have Kodak. And Kodak is a Cavapoo. And I may not have that right. King Charles Cavalier Poodle.
Yes.
Cavapoo.
I believe it is.
Yeah. And did you know that dogs can have diabetes?
I didn't until Kodak had it.
Yeah, we Corey started noticing, I don't know, a couple months ago that she was just acting a little different as far as, she's about a year and a half old, and she was just, for a puppy, she got kind of lethargic. She's always been spastic, but she was just a little lethargic and some other things, so took her to the vet, and sure enough, she has diabetes, so we give her an insulin shot every morning and one every night, and she's still kind of in the, we're in the phase of trying to find the right dose, you know, to help her. But I can tell she's already more playful.
Good.
But she woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, most people in the house woke up.
Yes.
It rattled the windows. And I saw the flash of lightning. Mm-hmm. I could see it because all this woke me up between the dogs and the thunder. But I never heard the lightning, but I heard the thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Great day.
Yes.
And I was trying to look here and see how much rain Brother Brian recorded, and it wasn't a lot, 0.18.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big rain producer, but it sure sounded mean for a little while. So,
yes.
Yeah, get everybody calmed back down.
Yes.
And they have thunder jackets for dogs.
I believe they have, like, thunder blankets for humans, too.
I wonder if that's, like, a weighted blanket.
Maybe it's the same thing as a weighted blanket.
We could call it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I think I want one, though.
You want a weighted blanket?
I do. It just seems nice to, like, you know, secure. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very claustrophobic. And so I know one of my friends had one, and they tossed it to me without telling me that it was weighted.
Uh-oh.
And it almost took me down because it was that heavy. So I'm like, what if, you know, I start to panic a little bit, feeling trapped underneath, but another part of me thinks that I'll really like it.
And you could maybe adjust and just put, you know, like maybe your legs under it to start with to see how you do with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know you can get different weights. And we've had this conversation sometime back on Swap Shop. I think it was myself and Brother Roger had it. But they say that, you know, it's very good for restless legs and mm-hmm. other things. And you can get the different weights, but they said to be sure not to, if children want them, because I know the twins wanted one for Christmas. So we were sure to get a child's weighted mm-hmm. blanket, because the one that Joanne and them got adult, it was hard for me to even lift this blanket.
Right.
And I don't think I could sleep under one that heavy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, not so. Happening. Yeah, Miss Kathy said she slept through it. God bless you. Do you want to borrow a dog?
Yes, because Kodak has that bark. It just hits this really high octave, and it just really pierces your ear.
Yeah. Bless her. And yesterday she got all upset because I moved some boxes and just put them by the steps to go downstairs. I was bringing them to the recycle. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, I had to move the boxes. Well, Eden actually moved the boxes because she barked at it because something different.
Yep.
God love her. She's a sweetheart, and I love her, but, man, yeah. So if anybody ever needs a good barking dog to, I don't know, whatever you'd use a barking dog for, call me.
Yeah.
And she's furry and cute as can be, so mm-hmm. you can pet her.
Yes.
But, just don't do anything out of her normal.
Yeah.
She goes out on the deck, and the poor bicyclist, we have a lot of people that bicycle our road.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, because she will bark from one side of the deck, and when they go by, she'll run to another part where she can see them, and she barks them all the way by
mm-hmm.
our house.
Yes.
And speaking of thunder and barking dogs and scaring things, 4th of July is just around the corner.
It is.
And it never fails that we get reports following the 4th of July that animals have run off.
Mm-hmm.
The explosion, the fireworks scare them.
It does, yes.
And little children, too. Mm-hmm. Remember them. We went to the beach on vacation about 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if people just bought them and set them off on their own, but there was fireworks every night right outside our condo.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake... The girls loved it, but they're almost 7. Jake, who just turned 3, not so much.
Yeah.
He goes, candles go boom, Nana. Candles go boom. And he would get me and him inside and shut the door.
Yeah.
Jake safe, Nana safe. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yep, we're safe, Jake.
Yep.
So little children,
yep.
His mother, Joanna, mm-hmm. he gets it honest. Joanna was so terrified of fireworks. She got in the back of the car one time in the van and got under the floor mat.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we would wrap her up tight and hold her and tell her it's okay, you know, but mm-hmm. we just stopped trying
because,
you know, it's something that they can't help.
Right, yeah.
So watch your animals. Make sure that you've got them put up mm-hmm. or secured to where they won't run off, because this year's a little different. July 4th is on Sunday. And so fireworks are kind of spread out over a couple of days.
Yes.
And we mentioned yesterday that we'd try to share with folks, you know, about the firework location. So we wanted to take a minute and do that. And we'll kind of have this as a working list if we find other places. I don't have the upstate included in this. This is Western North Carolina, but I will try to track down the upstate. So we're going to start July 2nd. In Valdez, they are doing their fireworks on Friday night at dark because they do Friday night summer concert series. So in Valdez, the fireworks will be at dark on Friday, July 2nd.
July 3rd in Bryson City Freedom Fest, they're going to start their fireworks at 10 p.m.
And then in Marion, this is all going to be on July 3rd, which is going to be Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Marion at 9:45.
Lake Glenville will start at 9:30.
And I saw there you could watch from on the lake or on the bank.
Ooh, that's so nice.
That would be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Spruce Pine, they will have a parade at 5 and fireworks at dark.
In Cherokee, they're going to have a powwow July 2nd through the 4th, and then fireworks on July 3rd at 10 p.m.
Banner Elk, they will have only a parade. They don't do fireworks, but they will have a big parade at 11 a.m. on July 3rd.
In Robbinsville, the Graham County Heritage Festival begins at 9 a.m., and then fireworks at 10 p.m.
And in Columbus, they have their fabulous 4th festival. It will happen on Saturday the 3rd, and they'll have fireworks at dark.
Taking a look in July 4th, so this is on Sunday now, in Brevard, they're doing a new thing. The city of Brevard is hosting the firework display, and the show will begin around 9 to 9:15, and they can be viewed from normal viewing areas around Ingalls and the Brevard College.
Yeah, and yesterday we actually talked about this one, mm-hmm. and normally the fireworks are sponsored by the Heart of Brevard, but there was a change this year, and I was able to talk with someone at the City of Brevard office and confirmed that, because, you know, we also heard they would not be launching them from Brevard College, so our main thing was, where do you view them from? Mm-hmm. And the lady assured me that they're not going to be shot from Brevard College, but it'll be close proximity, so go where you normally go to watch the fireworks, and you'll be okay. Lake Julian in Arden, they have a big day, and we'll talk more about some things they're having during the day, but their fireworks start between 9:30, and I think that's a safe time for about all of them because they wait till dark. But there at Lake Julian, you'll need to park at Estes Elementary School on Long Shoals Road across from the lake.
Yes. Alrighty, in Lake Junaluska, the fireworks will begin at 9:30.
And then Silva, they will have fireworks at dark. Usually they say 9:30, 9:45.
In Montreat, they'll host an All-American Small Town Parade at 10:30 a.m., and I believe they're not doing fireworks.
Yeah, and I think I missed that day. That one probably should have been moved to Saturday. I'm sorry. That's my bad there. Lake Lure. And at Lake Lure, there's actually two different displays. The one for the public is on July 4th, and they will be shot over the lake from Morse Park. And you can watch from the beach area. They'll open up the beach at 8 o'clock. But the day before, July 3rd, the Rambling Bald Resort, they do fireworks for their guests, but you can see them over the lake. Mm-hmm. So there's actually two nights. They'll be doing it Saturday and Sunday.
That's nice. Alrighty, in Beach Mountain, they'll have fireworks at dark.
In Hendersonville, they will start their fireworks around 9:30. They'll launch them from South Grove Street, and I love this idea, and I wish more places did it. Earlier on Sunday, they will send up a red balloon, and they say if you can see the balloon, you will be able to see the fireworks from that location.
That's wonderful.
I love that idea. So again, 9:30 on Sunday night.
In Waynesville, they're going to have a Stars and Stripes daytime celebration from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. along Main Street. And it's going to have music and sidewalk sales, and then a children's parade at 11. However, they will not be doing any fireworks.
Maggie Valley will have their Backyard 4th. Gates open at 6 p.m., fireworks at dark. That's at the festival grounds off of SoCo Road in Maggie Valley.
In Cashers, they are not going to be doing their firework extravaganza.
Yeah, I looked on, originally I saw that they would have fireworks and concert and stuff. They have it on the green there in the heart of Cashers. And so I went to confirm and to their website. Yes. And it shows the firework extravaganza, and you read all this stuff, and then you get about three paragraphs down, and you get the statement that says, "We regret we will not be able to produce the fireworks extravaganza." Yep. So that's a change from what some people may have seen. Mm-hmm. Now, let me give a general reminder here, and I know folks love to go to South Carolina and buy fireworks and bring them back. In North Carolina, the law is that if it's any good, basically it's illegal.
Yes.
I hate to say, anything that goes in the air, spins, twirls, or explodes is illegal. So pretty much sparklers are legal.
Yeah.
And you can get the fountains that kind of stay on the ground, but you still need to just watch.
Yes.
So if you buy them in North Carolina from a stand, I'd like to say that those would be legal. I'm not saying that some stands may sell or may not. But, and also, on the national forest lands, fireworks and any type of pyrotechnic device is prohibited. A hefty fine. $5,000 and you could spend 6 months in prison. Yeah. Or both.
Or both.
Now, that's for doing fireworks on national forest lands.
Yes.
So, just want to let folks know that's what that is what we know. Someone wanted to know if we could repeat the time and date stuff for the Greer Camp meeting.
I have to bend down
to see that little icon. Let's see. And the 4th of July for camp meeting, that Sunday night, the Western North Carolina camp meeting will be going on.
Scott Dean will be preaching.
And it's what, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, maybe 7.
Okay, I'm going to scroll down there and find it, and then I'll get the Greer camp meeting one. Let's see. Yes, Brother Scott Dean's preaching. Jimmy Justice Family and the Little Ivy Baptist Church Choir is singing.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 o'clock. Okay, yes. So Sunday night, July 4th, 6 o'clock, Western North Carolina Baptist Camp Road in Candler. And then all week, it'll go at 7:30 with Brother Brian McBride preaching. Yes. So let me back up here to the Greer Camp meeting. And let me just throw out while I'm getting there that our text line is always open. If you've got a question or you want to weigh in on what we're talking about, we'd love to get a text from you. It pops right up here in front of me, 828-577-1296.
Yes.
Let's see, 74th annual. Man.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. And back in the day, I remember going when Brother Billy Kelly was still alive, and oh my goodness, I think that's one of the first places that I ever met the Rochesters.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben was just a little fella. I was going to say toddler, but he's maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we met the Rochesters, and wow, how the Lord's blessed us to know that sweet family. But the Greer Camp meeting will run June 30th through July 9th. They don't meet on the weekend.
Yes.
They just do Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And service time nightly is, do we have that on there? I'm looking here, and I think I typed this out, but I don't think I had what time it started. Let's say 7, and that's just a good time. I don't think they would start before then.
I'll look it up and see if I can find anything
online.
Okay,
great. It's at the Greer Baptist Camp Meeting Grounds off of Henderson Gap Road in Greer. And here's the preaching schedule. June the 30th, which will be the first night, Brother Mark Stroud will be there. Then July 1st and 2nd, Evangelist Brian McBride. And then that's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then July 5th, Dr. James Knox and Pastor Eddie Davis will both be there. July 6th, just Brother Eddie Davis, and thankful that the Lord's raised him up from his fall that he took, and I know he appreciates everybody's prayers for him. On July 7th, Dr. David Gibbs will be there, and then July 8th and 9th, Pastor C.T. Townsend. So it's going to run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, June 30th through July 2nd. Take a break for July the 3rd and 4th, and then meet back Monday through Friday there. And they'll have their big barbecue lunch on Monday, July the 5th.
Yes.
So did you find a time?
It's loading. I don't have great service up here, but I was at another meeting, and Joe Author was there, and he mentioned something that I thought was funny. He was like, if you haven't been to a camp meeting outside, open air, tabernacle camp meeting in the middle of July in South Carolina, you're really missing out. Oh, it's an experience with the, you know, the wood shavings and everything.
Yep. The mosquitoes and all.
Yes.
No, it is a great meeting.
It is.
And it is an open air tabernacle, and that's something to think about. Some folks will take their own like camping chair if it's more comfortable. And can I say that the Western North Carolina camp meeting that's coming up, we just talked about, it's in an open air tabernacle. And you're welcome to bring, you know, your camping chair. And I would say at these meetings, ladies, if we can hold off on the perfume and replace it with bug spray.
Yes. I learned that the hard way.
It is.
Yes.
It's tough. Yeah. this week going on, there's some things to pray about. Would you pray for Vacation Bible School at Boiling Springs? They're going through the 25th from 6 to 8 each night. And you've only missed one night. So mm-hmm. if you want to pick up, they've got classes for 4 to 12-year-olds.
Yes.
And I think it's a carnival type theme. And I know that they're going to have a big time there. Let's also mention that Fletcher First Baptist is having their vacation Bible school this week,
mm-hmm.
6 to 8:30. And they've got classes for all ages. And then I don't want to miss anybody, so I'm just going to scroll down. This week, there's a tent meeting at Irwin High School. It's at 7 o'clock each night, goes through the 25th. Is that Friday night?
It is, okay. Yes.
Do you know who's preaching this meeting?
I do not.
Okay. We'll see if we can find that out. And if someone's listening and you know, let us know. If not, hey, I'm sure it'll be a great meeting. I'm trying to scroll down here and catch everything that's going on right now, today, etc. And I think, here we go, Stony Mountain Baptist Church is having special revival services this week with Dr. Tommy Wentzel doing the preaching. And Pastor Holbrook and his family there at Stony Mountain. The church family welcomes everyone, and I don't have a start time on that service, so if somebody there from Stony Mountain could let us know. And I would like to also say a belated anniversary wish to Pastor and Mrs. Holbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Was it yesterday?
I believe it was yesterday.
They celebrated a wedding anniversary, so God bless y'all. A belated wish to you, and praying for the meeting there. And I think, Grace, that's going to be it. Okay, let me look through. Somebody said they looked on the Greer Camp Meeting Facebook page and Brother Eddie Davis is not going to be there. Let's see. Yep, let me pull this up. Tony Finney will be there July 6th in place of Brother Davis. Okay, well, okay. Thank you for letting us know that. That was updated just yesterday, and we had this earlier. So please continue to pray for Brother Eddie Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a Jenny lift.
Yes.
Which I don't know a whole lot about, but it's like a piece of equipment that you can rent. Some people may own them, but it takes you up to mm-hmm. do work high up, like tree work, roof work, etc.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, when we got the prayer request, that he had fallen out of the lift.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe after that, when more details, you know, were able to be confirmed, the lift actually turned over with him in it. And they say that he fell within inches, if not very close to, he fell on dirt, grass, mm-hmm. and was very close to pavement or concrete.
Yes.
And they say had he hit on the hard surface,
mm-hmm.
the outcome would have been different.
Right.
But we know the Lord took care of him, even though he did fall or the thing fell. So please continue to pray for Brother Eddie Davis. And again, note that change. And will you put that in?
Okay, I'll
get Grace to edit that. So Brother Eddie Davis will not be at the Greer Camp meeting. It'll be Brother Tony Finney. And then on the Monday night, just Brother James Knox will be there. Mm-hmm. And they won't have a second preacher. Well, that's several things that's going on.
Yes.
And then the other thing we wanted to talk about a little bit, Grace, is Project Navajo,
mm-hmm.
or Navajo. Let me say it correctly. Yeah. And the Navajo Reservation out in the western part of the U.S., we have been blessed to get to know some folks who have tremendous works there. And a gentleman in our church has got a real burden to try to make some trips out and take them some needed supplies and just be a blessing to them.
Yes.
And he was out there recently, and when they were unloading the trailer of things that he was taking, the pastor there on the reservation spotted a box of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Brown's not even sure how those got on the trailer, but it was a box of mainly like tennis shoes. And the pastor said, I'll keep these as prizes. And so Brother Brown was, you know, that kind of struck him as odd. And he goes, what do you mean?
Right.
And the pastor said, well, shoes are a luxury here. And we have families that may have, you know, several children, but only one pair of shoes for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is they'll allow one child to wear the shoes. And I mean, I think the fit is really irrelevant right now. They just wear shoes, whether they
yes.
fit or not.
Mm-hmm.
That one child will wear shoes and they'll go to school that day. Then the next day, they'll pass them to another child and that child will go to school that day.
Right.
And I can't even fathom, and we talked about this briefly, you and I did, that, you know, we're blessed with, we have to have a rack to put all our shoes on.
Right.
To hold them all.
Yeah.
And so we've got an opportunity to be a blessing to the Navajo mm-hmm. reservation, the families there. So what we're taking, we are taking shoes, gently used shoes. They don't have to be new. They just have to be, you know, you still want them to be able, no holes in them, you know,
yeah.
still able to be worn. And men, women's, boys, girls, babies. The only thing that Pastor mentioned that we're not necessarily looking for would be heels for ladies' dress shoes.
Yes.
We're not looking for that because it wouldn't have much use there
right.
for what they would need them for. And I found out, I thought that this project was going to end maybe the end of this week, but it's going this entire month, Grace.
Wonderful.
And actually, I think it's going to go this month and through July 31st, so this month and next month.
Okay.
But there's going to be several trips that take place between now and the end of the project.
Okay.
So what you can do is drop your donated items off here, the shoes. And the other thing that we are taking would be baby clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Not children or adult clothes.
Yes.
Baby clothes, I would say up to 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And baby items, such as bottles and things of that nature. So baby clothes and items, 18 months and under. And then shoes for all ages.
Wonderful.
And you can drop them off here at 3232 Hendersonville Highway. And if the warehouse is open, if you'll drop them there, the mm-hmm. warehouse is on the lower part of the property.
Yes.
And if it's a day when the warehouse is not open, you're welcome to drop them up here, right at the front.
Yes.
You don't really have to even come all the way in.
Mm-mm.
You can open the first set of double doors and put it there
yep.
in the atrium.
Yep.
And we'll, if, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of them.
We will. We'll make yeah. sure that they get to Brother Brown and that they will get to the Navajo Reservation.
Yes.
So that is what Project Navajo is all about now through July 31st. Help us spread the word if you've got family members, you know, that may not hear this. You know, folks are, you know, in summertime, sometimes you go through cleaning and
yes.
kids when they're out of school, you go through reevaluating, do these shoes still fit anymore for the next school year?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'd be a good thing to do and you could look and see what you might could contribute.
Sounds great.
I think it's a great project.
I agree.
It convicts me when I talk about it.
Yes.
That I've got so much and God's been so good and don't deserve any of the blessings, but I'm sure thankful for them. And we all can get the pooch mouth and get
yeah.
the complaining attitude, but God forgive us and God help us not to do that.
Yes.
Please continue to pray for Brother Roger Walton. Brother Walton, you know, his cancer is continuing to progress. And so if you'd like to send him a card, I know he enjoys reading those and he's not looking for gifts or anything. It's just great to get an encouraging word.
Yes.
And you can send that card directly to Brother Walton. That is P.O. Box 471, Zirconia, North Carolina, 28790. Again, P.O. Box 471, Zirconia, 28790. Or you can send it here
mm-hmm.
and we'll make sure
yes.
that we get them to him. Well, we'll talk about July 4th, Free Fishing Day, maybe tomorrow. Because
right.
I had a lot there to say, and I apologize that went so long. But wanted to make sure folks got the word on the Navajo Project, and also folks had asked me about July 4th. So
yes.
I figured we'd go ahead and give that info. Well, if you've got an item for today, feel free to give us a call, 828-884-9427. That'd probably be the best way to get an item to us today.
Yes. Alrighty, so we have several wheel covers for different Ford models, a Heath amp and two speakers, and a large grocery cart for sale. And that number is 828-255-9033, 255-9033.
And if you go to our website, you'll get to see a photo of this lawn tractor. It's an X390 John Deere lawn tractor, power steering, hydraulic mower deck, electronic mulch control, front bumper, two sets of extra blades, has 118 hours on the mower, 14 months of bumper-to-bumper warranty left. New, it costs $6,350. And again, the mower is like brand new, so they're asking $5,200. And if you're interested, call 674-8706. 674-8706.
A free piano and other items. If you're interested, you can pick them up later than on Thursday, June 24th, and you can call for more information, 828-329-5688, 329-5688.
And we'll also give that other number as well, Miss Grace. I talked with these folks this morning, and their mother passed away, mm-hmm. and they are up against a pretty tight time frame Thursday of having everything cleaned out of her residence. And so they've got quite a few things.
Yes.
But you just need to understand that it's got to be picked up by Thursday.
Yeah. That other number is 828-243-5076, 243-5076.
Here is an apartment full of furniture, including two televisions. This is located in the Hendersonville area, 655-5859, 655-5859.
We have for sale a 3-year-old male miniature dachshund that's light chocolate and cream colored. It also has its papers. He is neutered, chipped, housebroken, and crate trained. And they're looking for a loving home, asking $150. And that number is 828-776-9746, 776-9746.
An indoor yard sale at the Balsam Grove Community Center. And that's coming up this Saturday, June the 26th, from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. They will sell sausage, biscuits, and gravy starting at 8 a.m., and all proceeds from the day will go back to support the needs of the community center. Again, that's this Saturday, June 26th, from 8 to 12 at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
A person needs help cleaning around the house, and they're willing to pay $12.50 an hour. For more information, you can call their cell phone at 513-254-2323 or their landline at 828-884-6154. Again, that cell number is 513-254-2323 and their landline is 828-884-6154.
And here we have a Boondock truck camper cover that fits a Ford truck. If you'd like more information, you can call 595-2588. 595-2588.
And also on that number, we have 57-foot fence post, and they're asking $350 for each. And again, that number is 828-595-2588.
And I think that's it for our items for today. And I would like to take a moment and say happy birthday to Mrs. Sharon Rice.
Yes, happy birthday, Miss Rice. We sure do appreciate you around here.
Amen.
Yeah.
We sure do. I hope you have a great day. And then a belated anniversary wish yesterday to Pastor and Mrs. Holbrooks there at Stony Mountain. They celebrated a wedding anniversary yesterday.
Yes.
And then back on the 19th of June, a belated wish. It was the 50th anniversary of Dr. Bob and Mrs. Linda Webb.
Well, congratulations.
So we hope they had a wonderful, wonderful anniversary. And if you know somebody celebrating, let us know. 828-884-9427. Well, we'll finish up Swap Shop today with a song from Karen Peck in New River. Song entitled, I Know I'll Be There. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
I don't know if I will ever understand it. While life always happens like like it does. Even though I know we're only here for a while, how come it never seems like long enough? I don't know just when my time is coming. Still, I know God has a plan for me. I don't know what leaving looks like, but I know this. You won't have to wonder where I'll be. It won't be long.